Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We're going to continue our conversation today with Chip Poston, who is a part of My Neighbors. Most of your volunteers tend to be folks that are already retired.
Virtually all of our volunteers would be people over 60. We've got a few younger ones, but one of the things I've learned, because there is a national network of similar organizations, although the majority are in towns and cities, but one of the things I think that's been learned from the institutional history is that the majority of people who get involved in virtual villages tend to be people over 60. And often what happens is the volunteer base is focused with people between, say, 65 and 80 or 85, and more people become members as they age out of driving or wish to drive less. So often the volunteers are seedbed for future members. And, of course, we do have people who are both members and volunteers, like myself. I'm both because we support the mission of the organization. And even though we may not need a lot of services right now, we want it to be around in 10 years. And so we are happy to pay the modest membership fee and be regular members, even though we mostly volunteer. Another thing that we've learned in our experience that we say to people sometimes is people say, well, I want to volunteer, but I don't really feel like I need services. But for just about anybody over 65, the difference between needing services and not is one false step.
Yeah,
like if somebody
really
slips on the ice or has any kind of accident, often we can go through periods where we're not able to drive ourselves and we may be in need of member services.
That's true. You mentioned the fee. Is what all is involved fee-wise for the volunteers and for the members? So go ahead.
Well,
nothing for the volunteers.
There's no fee for volunteers. We're happy to have anybody to be a volunteer, just as long as people go through the volunteer orientation process. We decided from the beginning to try to keep money out of this enterprise as much as possible.
I understand that.
And so we have adopted a model that's very low cost. We operate on about a $5,000 a year annual budget. Our major expense is providing supplementary insurance for our volunteer drivers. That costs us a couple of thousand dollars a year.
Mm-hmm.
We have a policy that would pick up where our volunteers own insurance if it reached its limits, if, God forbid, there were some kind of serious accident. Fortunately, we haven't had to use that, and hopefully we never will. But we do have some expenses, the website, insurance, et cetera. And so we have a modest annual fee of $100 for an individual and $150 for family unit. However, we have been fortunate from the beginning in that we have been and remain in good shape financially.
Mm-hmm.
So we say to people, and we really mean it, that the fee is not intended to be an obstacle to membership. If the fee represents a challenge for people, we're happy to talk with people about reducing or waiving the fee. And in fact, we have done that and are doing that. Because our costs are low, we are at about 75 to 80 members, we're financially self-supporting through membership fees, and we already have some money in the bank. So we're glad to be able to do that. We don't have to do fundraisers. We don't ask members for additional funds. And we mean it when we say the fee is not intended to be an obstacle to membership. If we can help people, we are glad to do it, whether they are able to afford to pay the $100 a year or not. In an ideal world, we wouldn't have to worry about money at all.
Right.
But I just checked this morning and reminded myself that in 2018, the average annual cost for someone to be in a nursing home runs between $80,000 and $85,000 a year. So that puts the $100 membership fee in perspective.
In perspective, it does.
And we realize that for many of us, as we age, our needs become greater. And we will have members whose needs will become so great that we will not be able to continue to serve them. But even if we can extend by a year or 3 or 5 years the amount of time that people are able to age in place in their homes, potentially it saves them tens of thousands of dollars. And it also builds community. A wonderful thing about My Neighbors is that it has already pulled together a group of people, many of whom might ordinarily not have gotten to know one another. We have people from families that have a generational presence in Yancey County. We have a number of retirees who've moved in, country people, town people, all kinds of people. And it's been a great blessing to be a part of the organization. And it was one of my hopes from the beginning is that My Neighbors could help build bridges and strengthen community in Yancey County.
Yeah. Well, that's a wonderful thing.
More information about becoming either a volunteer or a member, what do you do?
If you're interested in either becoming a volunteer or a member, give us a call at our phone number, which is 828-295-2412. There's a call manager on duty Monday through Friday between 9 and 5, but even if you call at another time, you can leave us a voicemail or visit our website, myneighbors.cc. The website can provide a lot of good information and answer basic questions that you might have about either membership or volunteers. We also periodically hold social events, and we've got one on the calendar at Burnsville Wine from 4 to 7 p.m. If you're interested in finding more about My Neighbors or in becoming a member or volunteer, come on out and meet some of the people involved with My Neighbors and find out more about us. We'd love to have you. That event's open to the public, and everyone's invited.
And that is on Friday, July the 27th. You know, My Neighbors is really a fascinating program, a great thing for the community, and it's been going on, and it's just neat to find out that things like this are going on.
Yeah, we actually have not had to do a lot of advertising.
Yeah, you really
because,
probably haven't.
Our membership committee is actually, we have new members at a rate at which it's challenging for our membership committee to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
We're now telling people who express interest in membership that it may be 2 to 3 weeks before the membership committee is able to get in touch and process them.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, we haven't done a lot of advertising.
Right, I
understand. But we are advertising now for volunteers.
Mainly need volunteers now.
Yeah. And actually, when we started, one of my biggest concerns was, would we be able to find enough volunteers to run My Neighbors? Because, as you know, there's so many great small nonprofits
right
here in Yancey and Mitchell counties. And many of them, like Meals on Wheels and Hospice, there are others, of course, are constantly looking for volunteers.
Right.
So we are, too. And, of course, there's some overlap. But so far, so good. We keep finding people who find out about what we're doing and are enthusiastic about helping. And just without exception, people have had a great experience as volunteers. We get to know new people and get to go places in our community we might never have gone before.
Yeah, well, it sounds really great. Well, Chip, thanks for coming over and talking to us about it.
You're so welcome, and thank you for having me. And I just wanted to say, while I'm here, I'm so appreciative that the radio station's here. I know that you're a valuable source of both entertainment and information in the county, and I use it, and I know many, many people do too. So thanks a lot for being here, and thanks for giving me the time.
We're glad to be able to be a service to the community and excited to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If you'd like more information on the My Neighbors program, you can call 295-2412. That's 295-2412. Or check out their website, myneighbors.cc, on the Internet. Thanks again to Chip Poston for spending a couple of days with us talking about My Neighbors. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.